Okay, we're, say it 10 times. Baruch and Baruch Shemot to Midi Yolam Vahem. Okay, I want to go back because I don't think I did a proper job last night. I want to go back to the explanation, the synopsis explanation, the 2-3 line explanation of the 10th Shar. So we're on page Yud Ches, and we're on the second line. And he's up to the 10th Shar. Acha kach hokarti al chovoseinu labor yisale. Our obligation, shehu tachlis kol sibur, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate, whatever we anticipate, we should anticipate doing His will, the sof kol tikva, ki mimenu hareishis the elov hatachlis. In other words, as we said yesterday, this is all part of Yichud Hashem, that all that exists in the world, the only reality that exists is Hashem and His will, which is the same thing, Hashem, His will. So part of that is Uma shechayovim onu lo min ha'ahava l'ritzono v'hayira mecharono. You have to want to do Hashem's will. That's Avos Hashem. You want to bond with Him. You want to please Him. That's what you mean. He brings on the pasuk Chayim beritzono. You want to find favor in the eyes of Hashem. That's what you find beniritzolo. You find you leratzon imrefi by ratzon. You want Hashem to be pleased with you. That's what happens when you have a relationship of Ava with someone. So this is the chiyuv of Avos Hashem. He says, in order to fully develop this mindset that Hashem is the be-all and end-all and that's all that exists. So he said already, you can't even work on that unless you have precious. And that's really what Shar Yichud HaMaisa teaches you how to do it, right? That was Yichud HaMaisa, to be focused on that. And Shar HaTshuvah is when you mess up. And Shar HaPrishus is because you can't do it without Prishus, because if you have another agenda, you can't do it. So now he's saying that you have to develop an Ava. You have to develop Avos Hashem. You have to develop that you feel like Hashem loves you, that you feel like you do... Hashem is pleased with you. You want Him to be pleased with you. You don't want to do anything to mess up that relationship. And that's a guiding force in your life. It's not like a zaitika thing. This is like Asher Heim Tachlis Bahayira Mecharono, we explained yesterday. It means because you don't want to mess up the relationship. It doesn't mean you're a Seonish. It means when you love someone and you have a relationship with them, you're afraid that You're afraid that it get messed up. You don't want it to get messed up. You want to. You're scared. Everything okay? Like, you. That's always like in the back of your mind. That's keeping inviting your actions, right? If you want to summon up Yiras Hashem, if the person's about to do something wrong, and he wants to summon up Yiras Hashem, so according to the Chavis Alvados, as we'll learn in the 10th Shar, Mitzvah Hashem Ba'arichos, here it's like two words. You would summon up Yiras Hashem, you know, Yiras HaRomamus, Yiras HaOnesh, and according to the Chassidus of Ovis, summoning up a Yira, this is the real intertwining of Yira and Ahava, really. A Yira of losing the Ratzon Hashem. A Yira of Hashem being displeased with you. And all of the ramifications of that, but according to the Chassidus of Ovis, he now says the biggest ramification is that Gufa, that you're going to be distant from Hashem. Because the biggest pleasure in the world is to feel at one with Hashem, to bond with Hashem, to have that relationship with Hashem. And the biggest Yisurin is just the very fact that you're not, that He's displeased with you, that this has upon Him, that you're rachok. Asher hein taklus ha'osher v'yisurin. So that's the 10th Shar, that's what you have to develop, again, in order to totally focus that all that there is in the world is Yichud Hashem. And really, the Ten Sha'arim, as we saw, the Ten Sha'arim always refer to Yichud Hashem, which is the first Shar HaYichud, because they're all either ways of developing, things that'll shter it, aspects of it, right? Everything. Bitachon, Avodas Hashem, Kniya, as he described it, they're aspects of Hashem's oneness. So this last one is to the, like, you want to have the mindset that that's all there is and that's all you care about. You have to develop an Avodas Hashem. Moshamar Achosid, David HaMelech says, Tirega Biyapo Chayim Bertzono. Like, that's your, you know, that's your sheeple. You could have Af, Haron Af, or Chayim. Life is Ritzono. Lufikach Kavati Avos Hashem Yisali Yisada V'Yisrom V'Yisod Asiri L'Kama Mechobes Halbobes. Okay, let's go a little further. V'Chashen is Barali Zeh. When I developed these 10 concepts, should we see if we know them? Shara Yichud, right? Shara Bechina, Shara Vodas Alokim, Shara Bitochon, Shar HaKniya, Shar Precious Tshuva, Tshuva Precious Avos Hashem. So I missed one. Yichud Hashem, Yichud Hashem. Not Yichud Hashem, Yichud HaMaisa. Yichud HaMaisa is after Bitochon. After Bitochon is Yichud HaMaisa. Then is Kniya. Then is Tshuva Precious Avos. Okay, so I figured this all out. Pashikol Adas. What? Cheshbon HaNefesh, I missed. Okay, thank you. I got the wrong Cheshbon. Cheshbon is barely Zeh B'Shikol Adas. Cheshbon is barely Zeh B'Shikol Adas. I figured this out all with my Seichel. And Chokarti Olav Min HaKosev, I saw that many Psukim allude to each of these 10 Sha'orim, to HaMosur, and there's plenty in Torah Sheba'al Peh about these 10 Sha'orim. U'Matzosiv Bohem Chayzapom Rabos. So this is it. In many places it's talked about, and this is what I'm going to focus on. Bavor Koldover Mehem Bashar Shalom. I'm gonna explain each one at great length in each in its shar, Mitzashem. But Karosi Sifri Zeh B'Shem, and I gave it a name, Shetan this Matarosi Bo. Sometimes you read the name of a book, you have no idea what the book's about. He said, I called my book, my Sefer, a name that you will immediately see my purpose in writing it. You'll see the purpose in writing it. V'hu seven habits of high. Oh no, V'hu sefer Torah chavis halvavus. Everybody gets the name wrong. Not everybody, but the name is Torah chavis halvavus. He wrote like a shulchan aruch for chavis halvavus, and he called it Torah chavis halvavus. What does it say on the front? Oh, Torah chavis halvavus. But it became popularly known as the Chavis Olvodus, as he became popularly known as Chavis Olvodus. Umatarasi Bo, like, I don't know why he's saying this now, he just got through the whole Hagdama saying his purpose, but he's making a point here that he didn't make yet. I want you to know, he says, my purpose is Lahoir Ularoer Esapsoyim, to wake up people, foolish people. It should be Psoyim, by the way. Don't make that mistake in the Hallel, or I'll make you say over the Hallel with a bracha. I don't know about that, but it's Psoyim. Pesi is the singular and Psoyim is the plural, so the Chirik should be under the Yud, not under the Aleph. L'oras ha-Psoyim v'she'ena m'malim chobosom. Who am I talking to, hero? I'm talking to Anshei Torah Seinu, people that believe in Hashem, that believe in the Torah. Menochlei Chukei Duseinu, the Meshayastuk Lehem and Arayas. So for them, I have to remind them, I have to wake them up, I have to convince them that what I'm saying is so, but we're on the same page. Shaseichel Meirel Amitosim B'Tzitkosim. If you're honest and you're rational, you're going to end up agreeing with everything I say. I'm not saying anything like illogical or that's against common sense. So, like, if you're on the same page and you believe in Hashem, I'm going to just, you know, tell you what logically follows. The lo yakishim, who will deny what I'm saying? Who will oppose what I'm saying? Who will go against it? Elabale achanifos, people who are hypocrites, v'hashav, liars, hypocrites, who don't want to know the truth. Sheha'emes ma'amoso aleihem, that the truth is a burden. U'mevakshim lahokil me'aleihem, they want an easy life, so they don't want to face the truth. Cognitive dissonance, we know it's called. And so they don't want to know from this. So I'm not writing my sefer for them. I wouldn't waste my breath on them. I'm not going to win an argument with them. I'm not going to convince them, because they don't want to know the truth. You should, right? I've used this before. Someone comes over to me, he wants to argue with me. You only argue with, you should only argue with someone if you're convinced that, are you ready to accept what I say if you're convinced of it? Like, are you ready to change your mind? But some to argue is a waste of time. Shem shemitzvah lo madover hanishma, kach mitzvah shelo lo madover hanishma. A guy comes over to you, a satma guy comes over to you and he wants to argue about saying halal on Yom HaTzmaut. He just wants to argue about the Medina. Don't waste your breath arguing with him. He's not ready to accept what you have to say. If he convinces you that he's interested in the truth and you're ready to accept, right, then you can argue with him. That's what Chabad Lubavitch is saying. There's no point in arguing with someone who just wants to argue. So don't bother. He didn't write a sefer for those people. He wrote a sefer for people who are open to his convincing arguments. So now he'll try to convince them, and he's sure he'll succeed, because what he has to say is only purely logical. Okay? That's it.
When he finds all the remodim for, he's not going to find the remodim for the Seder of the
Ten. No.
This.
I'm not yet convinced that he has a particular Seder. I'm not convinced that it has to go in this sequence. And he couldn't have put, like, Shara Hatshuva first. There's a logical sequence to it. I don't know if it's like it had to be this way. Okay, we're learning the Kaius now.